This is the Ben Shapiro Show, AM 770 KTTH, KTTH.com, live from the Online Trading Academy studio. There are a lot of folks out there, I know a lot of people in my audience, who tweet me or email me or call, and they say, we don't really get what exactly is going on in Greece and why is it a big deal. And so we made it a policy here on the Ben Shapiro Show that when we need clarity, we call the experts. One of those experts is Professor Nicholas Economides. He's a professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business. He is executive director of the NET Institute, that's Networks, Electronic Commerce, and Telecommunications, and he's an expert on network economics, electronic commerce, antitrust, and public policy. Professor Economides, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Well, thank you.
Professor, why don't we start off by having you kind of explain the background. How did Greece get itself in this situation in the first place?
Well, I think that the state sector was too big. There was too much money, borrowed over a period of over 10 years. And then at some point in time, the realization came that they couldn't pay back. There was a big deficit. They couldn't cover the deficit and so on. And that was in 2010. That's how we started.
And over the last few days, there was a vote in Greece basically as to whether they would voluntarily undertake austerity cuts, and people voted no on making austerity cuts. Professor, I was unaware that austerity cares, and meaning that the austerity cuts are coming one way or another. Either they're going to have to get out of the EU, inflate their currency, or they're going to have to renegotiate with their lenders, which means they're going to have to do austerity whether they vote for it or not. So why does it matter whether they voted for austerity or not?
Well, I think this vote was totally unnecessary and confusing. But what really happened was that there were long negotiations, 5 month negotiations between the European Union and Greece, and at the very end, a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, the Greek government and the creditors were very close to an agreement. But then the prime minister looked at the agreement and realized that his party would not pass it. So it couldn't pass through parliament by his party's votes alone. And that would mean that his party would have to split, even though the agreement would pass with the votes of the opposition. So then, in a very cowardly way, in my opinion, instead of thinking of the interests of the country first, he thought of the interests of his party first. And then he created this referendum so that he would pass the responsibility for the decision to the Greek people rather than keep it himself. And now we had the referendum. Meanwhile, the agreement ended, the long-run agreement that from which Greece was getting money from the Europeans. And as a result of that, the banks had to close and people get only 50 euros a day out of the machines, out of the ATM machines. So that's a kind of a disaster situation right now in Greece, and it's 100% the responsibility of the prime minister. Unfortunately, he's still the prime minister, and he will have to go negotiate right now with the creditors for any deal which Greece desperately needs. So I wish him the best. I hope that he can make a deal happen in the next few days, because the country desperately needs it.
So what exactly do you think? Where do you think this goes from here? Because if the prime minister is too cowardly, as you put it, to get measures passed through the parliament with votes of the opposition, then what kind of agreements can he even negotiate with his various creditors? Is he basically going to say to them, look, it's either you get something or you get nothing, because your only other option is for us to break out of the EU altogether, and then we'll just give you back inflated money?
Well, unfortunately for Greece, the only other option, as you say, is to break out of the euro and have its own currency, and that might also precipitate breaking out of the European Union. That path is disastrous for Greece. I mean, it's going to cut incomes by 50%. It's going to the depositors will not see their money back. They will see some small proportion of their money back from the banks. This is a real disaster situation. So Greece should avoid it at any cost. Now, the Europeans most likely will come to the negotiation with the proposed agreement that they had put in there 10 days ago, and the one that was voted down by the Greek public, 60% voted against it. But in any case, they're going to come down with that agreement, and the Greek government will probably negotiate a bit off that, and that's it. I mean, that's most likely what's going to happen if it's going to be successful. Now, what is the agreement like? The agreement will require a balanced budget, with some surplus by Greece, and it would also require that the pensions are proportional to contributions, so there is no deficit in the pension area of the budget. It would also probably require some reforms that would make the Greek economy more competitive, such as a more liberalized labor market, opening professions that are closed, like the pharmacies right now have a closed profession, and we would allow entry in that. The agreement would also include privatizations of companies that right now are controlled by the state. It will have many different pieces, but the crucial things are what I just mentioned. Oh yeah, and one more thing: there might be a part of the agreement that will restructure the Greek debt, not really cut it very significantly immediately, but elongate the maturities of the debt, so that the debt ends further down into the future, let's say 75 years into the future, so that its present value right now is lower. This is a more technical and complicated thing. It might not be part of the agreement today, but it might be part of an agreement that will be discussed later on in the summer or in September.
And what are the chances that this ends well in terms of a negotiation? Because do any of these other deals have to go before the public, or is it just a matter of the prime minister putting a deal together? I mean, clearly the public, are they just misinformed? Do they really believe that if they vote against reality, reality won't set in? And what's the actual path to success for Greece
here? Well, I think people have voted emotionally. They were upset, and they decided to vote no because they were upset. They didn't really sit back and think very logically about the issue. I think that's how the majority of 60% went to no. But an agreement has difficulties. It's not so much the difficulty of passing it through the Greek parliament after all these votes and everything else, but 18 different states in the Eurozone area have to also agree and pass it through their parliaments. Mm. And that's all of them. There's unanimity is required. And that might be hard. I mean, that might take some time, and you never know who might object out of the 18. So in my opinion, it's hard. It doesn't have a 50% chance of working. Hopefully it will work, but it has a 20% chance of working. And I think what the Greek government needs is some large nations in Europe, such as France and Germany, taking the lead and kind of leading the other smaller states for the agreement. If that doesn't happen, the agreement will not happen. I mean, you know, Greece by itself doesn't have enough clout to be able to swing the 18 different countries. But if a couple of large countries do it, then it will work.
We're speaking with Professor Nicholas Economides of the New York University Stern School of Business. And Professor, I saw you say over the weekend that one of the possible consequences of all this could be that you know, if Greece falls out of the EU, it becomes sort of a vulnerable to the influence of Turkey. What does that look like for Greece? And obviously, that's a severe blow to the integrity of the EU as a whole.
Well, that's part of the disaster scenario. Greece leaves the Eurozone. Greece leaves the European Union. Possibly Greece leaves NATO. That makes Greece a very small, weak state in the Middle East. The Middle East is in a huge upheaval, as I'm sure you know.
Yep.
There are wars all over the Mediterranean, very close to Greece, in fact. But and there is a very big power in the area. There are two big powers in the area. One is Israel, the other one is Turkey. Turkey has a long run, like over 100 years, dispute with Greece. And if Greece becomes really weak, then I think its territorial integrity is at stake. It's not guaranteed. And that would be a huge disaster for Greece.
and Professor Nicholas Economides, NYU School of Business. Really appreciate your time and really appreciate your
insight
into this. And we'll definitely have to have you back on soon for more explanation as to kind of the fallout as this continues. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.